Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Prepared for a wonderful week that you all have ahead of you. I know I am. It's Monday. I'm happy because I'm here with you, all of you. And I have a special surprise for today. Or a few surprises. But special surprise today is, okay, with me here, of course you guys know I'm Sammy Brooks. If not, then, okay, you haven't been paying attention. My amazing guest co-host today is James Acevedo. Honey, bunny, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been driving. So in like 30 minutes into the show, I might have to put the show on speaker.
You're still driving as we speak?
No, I'm in a parking garage right now.
Oh, okay. See, I had no idea. I had to pull the curtains a little bit because I called in the regular number, not thinking because I wasn't told to call the other number to start the show. So that's why the show started like two minutes later. So I apologize, everybody out there. So that's my bad.
Actually, I have to say thank you because of my schedule this afternoon. I want to say thank you to you for running the boards and taking time out of your day to help me. So thank you, darling.
Not a problem. I was just like, oh, wait a minute. Isn't that so-and-so's number on? Pressing one. Uh-oh, that means she's not near her computer. Oh, no.
I'm running around.
Yeah, well, very busy woman, aren't you?
Well, yeah, because remember when we talked the other day, you know, I told you that I'm going to go back to school, which I'm still feeling so weird about this. So
wow.
I have an appointment this morning with one school, and then I have another appointment at 2 o'clock with another school to see which one I like the best. So,
nice.
And then I'll decide where I'm going to go learn to do facials. I won't be taking the facials. I'll be giving them.
That's funny.
So bad. So bad. So bad, but oh, so good.
Yes, yes. Oh, by the way, anybody remembers last week at the end of the show, a lot of people was getting confused because they heard a song, and then they heard something else, which they couldn't understand what it was because Blog Talk cut it off because of the time constraint. So if anybody remembers, you remember last week when Sammy and Sierra Divide were talking about Underoos last week.
Yes.
So while I was hearing this, I was uploading an Underoos commercial. So I was trying to get the attention of Sierra, who was running the boards, but she didn't see the text about, here, play this Underoos commercial at the end of the show. This would be funny. So for those who missed it or didn't understand what it was, this is what was supposed to happen at the end of the show last Monday.
Oh, good, because I was
It's
like,
a bird! It's a plane! It's
Underoos! Great Minerva! It's a real change of underwear.
Wearing Underoos is fun! And you can choose from more than one. There's Wonder Woman! And Shazam! There's Aquaman! There's Spider-Man! Underoos are fun to wear!
You can buy Underoos where you buy underwear. It's underwear that is underwear.
There you go. Yes, that's what commercial was playing back in our day for Underoos.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so funny because they say Wonder Woman, because that's the Underoos that I had was Wonder Woman.
Wonder
I was like
Woman.
Totally, yeah, I put my wrist together and think I was going to start spinning and turn into Wonder Woman.
Didn't you say you bought a adult size version so that way you could keep the tradition alive?
No, I have Batman ones now. I have Batman.
What? Ah, you don't like Wonder Woman no more?
Yeah. They didn't have any in my top size.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had them in, like, smaller kitty size, but they didn't have them in big kitty size. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to start my truck so I can get the air conditioning going here because I'm
going
to be sitting down here for a while.
Yeah, I heard turning the ignition. What's the temperature over there? A billion degrees?
It's like, it's about 85, almost 90.
Okay.
Yeah, at 11 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to inland because I live inland. It's supposed to be up to about 101 over at my house.
Oh, wonderful.
Gross.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Really? Oh, I'm going to totally not enjoy it. Thank goodness for air conditioning, and we did get ours fixed, so I am completely happy.
I had no idea you had problems with your AC.
Yeah, one day when I was webcamming, I freaking, like an hour before I went to go on, I was like, okay, something's not right here. I'm like, there is no air blowing out of this vent. And I went ahead and went on cam anyway, but I was just like, dying, and we couldn't get anybody out for like 3 days, even though it was a friend of ours.
No pun intended, but that sounds very hot. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, but when you're actually, you know, when you're camming and you're jamming yourself, it gets really warm really quick.
So was it the debut of your bullicious tatas on your cam show the other day?
Was it what?
Wasn't it the debut of your tatas finally? They came on the show for your webcam show the other day?
Oh, the other day I did. But I'm still feeling really self-conscious because I have my scar because, you know, they're still new.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I feel really weirded out. I'm like, oh, my God, somebody's going to say something. And nobody said a thing.
Because
you know.
Guys, we don't, please.
I know. They're like, just show me the tips.
I bet you it's not that as visible as you think. You're just concentrating on it because you see it. You like bigger than it really, probably really is. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, me. It's
yeah,
not
it's like
you. It's me.
Yeah, it's probably not even the size of like. It's not even a half an inch, and you see it's like a big long scratch on your freaking.
No, it is. It's probably
breath.
Not a half an inch.
Oh, okay.
maybe a full inch, actually. I'd have to measure it. But, yeah, it's a pretty big
really?
Scar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't really.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, you really can't see it. I mean, what's it been?
Uh-oh.
6 weeks today?
Well, there you go.
I think.
There you go.
Like 6 weeks today, I think. Yeah.
Six weeks. Yeah, that's not long enough.
6 or 7 weeks today.
Sounds long enough to me.
I know, and I will be on later on this afternoon. I got to go to that other college, or beauty college, at 2 p.m. my time. And then I think it's like an hour-long tour, 45 minutes at least, of this place. And then I'm going to hop on Periscope, try to. If I get ready enough, then I'll hop on, hop on Periscope first and then webcam. But if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to hop on webcam and make some money, honey.
Yeah, I can understand their my money. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Funny bunny. So
yeah, right.
So what was I gonna say? Damn it! I hate when I lose track of
thought.
Damn it! Damn you! Not damn you, but damn thought going
Got
away.
It.
Damn. So before I'll remember the thought. Let's get into about this topic you want to talk about. Personal imperfections is what you want to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to bring this up because let me see, roll these windows down a little bit. People in the parking garage are going to hear me talking. I just wanted
tits.
To talk
oh
about...
Oh, my God. Anyway, go ahead.
Right? Did she just say tits?
Garage on tits? What the fuck? Anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, everybody, or, you know, 90% of people out there think that, you know, men and women... in the industry, whether it's, you know, in the porn industry or the webcamming industry, they think we're all perfect. You know, it's like they have this vision, like, there's never anything wrong with any of us. And sometimes there's actually issues that we deal with or we've dealt with for a long time. No, I'm not mental. No, I'm not crazy. That's not what I'm saying. But one thing,
as we know.
And it's actually, and no, I do not have erectile dysfunction. We don't have to worry about that.
Well, no, that would be very scary. You have a cock. I don't want to think of that. Thank you. Erectile dysfunction. Come on.
But one of the things I've been dealing with for, it's been 15 plus years, is something that to me is really embarrassing because there's no cure for it, and it's psoriasis. And so whenever I've done any scenes, like shot any scenes, I've always had to put makeup on different parts of my skin or, you know, different parts of my body. Or before I go on a webcam, I have to cover up certain parts of my skin, and I'm so self-conscious. I mean, nobody's ever noticed it, like not a single person.
Including me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just one of those things where people think that your life is so pretty and perfect, and it's not.
Life is
not always easy.
Yeah, I think not only as far as appearance, but I think they can also think like your life must be some one long as big party. You
right.
I mean? Like
I get that all the time. Oh my gosh, people are just like, oh, I bet you have the best life. You go out all the time, you know. And this, I'm like, I don't do shit. I never go anywhere.
Especially not your wife now, you know.
But even still, before, when I was single, people always thought that I was out doing all this stuff. I didn't do anything. I would rather stay home and, you know, cook and do all this fun stuff than go out and get completely wasted. Because that was like, you know, 20 years ago. Okay, different story. But now... I'm 44 in, 13 days? Holy biscuits, Batman.
Wow, how many days? 13 days?
13 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be, you're going to turn 30 45. In 13 days? Or 45?
Yeah, I'm going to be, not 45, 44. Jeez.
Oh, wow, I think it's 45. I'm sorry.
No, 44. It's okay. I'll let it slide this time.
I don't want you to kill me. No, I really thought you said 45.
No, not yet. One more year, right. And then I'll hit the big
I keep that
four
year
five.
Way ahead. That year don't have to come that quick, even though it seems that way. Jesus Christ. All right, going to be July this week. This is crazy.
I know, and the one-year anniversary of this show is the day after my birthday.
Yay, that's right. Why don't you talk about that real quick? Talk about that real quick.
You know, I've got a little idea, which I'm going to coordinate with you on or elaborate with you probably like the next couple days because I'll be busy this afternoon. Yeah, so that's going to be awesome because if it wasn't for you, having me, you know, co-host with you on the Benchwarmers show, which, by the way, everybody, James has the Benchwarmers live show every Friday right here on Dollhouse Radio from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you tune in, because it's all about sports, sex.
Yeah, sometimes not usually in that order. Sometimes it's sex, sports.
Sex, then some sports, and then more
and other
sex,
shit
and then
that might come up. Like it is on here, like we talk about this topic, but yeah, we might go make a sharp right turn somewhere.
right turn, Clyde.
Yeah, right turn, Clyde.
Check out somewhere else.
Just Google that, ladies and gentlemen. Clint Eastwood in Any Which Way But Loose. That's a just Google.
Oh my gosh, one
right
of the classic
Clyde
movies of all time. Seriously. That orangutan in that movie was the best.
They made two of them. It was Any Which Way But Loose, the first one, and the second one was called Any Which Way You Can, or some shit like that.
Yeah, right. I like the first one, though.
Yeah, right? I haven't seen that in...
Yes.
Oh, my God. I think it's enough.
I know. I might have to watch it now just because.
I forgot a lot of shit, to be honest with you. To be honest.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to look at Clint Eastwood and be like, what? What? Be like, you are the one that did American Sniper? Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of movies he directed that he's directed also. He's,
mm-hmm.
been a big-time director. The man is like in 70s now as we speak.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's still
actually
relevant.
You know what's so funny is, I don't know if you heard this, okay, because the movie American Sniper, which he directed, his son actually wanted to play Chris Kyle.
Oh, really?
And he told him no. He turned his son down for the role.
I think maybe the reason being, well, it could be more than one. I think one of the reasons that maybe he didn't want people to think, well, the reason he got the part because he's the father, or maybe he feels that his son's not good enough, even deeper, to play the part.
I think it was probably partially both, like, you don't have the character to really portray this character. Like, you need to put your heart and soul. I actually watched American Sniper for the second time the other day. And
you love it, right?
Watched it. You know what? I love the movie.
Absolutely
love the movie. But when I saw it at the theater, it was a little different. When you're at home watching it, you know, because we've got this huge-ass TV and you can really get into the movie, but I'm still a little disappointed in how they didn't portray a little more of him. Like, a little, because they put so much emphasis into this movie where it's going to be this, like, grand, like, huge thing, which it was, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish there would have been a little more about him and the story, and instead of just going out and fighting and all the kills that he did and whatnot. You know what I mean? There is just a little more oomph. Like, I don't know. There's something missing that I wish I would have seen. Maybe I'll watch it again.
Because I do, not that I've seen the movie, but I know a little bit about his story. I can understand why they want to show those things, because you got to remember, you have to have people's attention. So doing those killing scenes, unfortunately, is going to gravitate the audience.
Oh, definitely. No, I'm glad they showed it. I'm just saying that the story between him and his wife, and especially for military wives out there who have been through this, I think it would have been a little more, you know, just show a little more of, but I'm a girl.
What do I know? And I heard at the end, they didn't get into how he got killed by someone who he was trying to help.
They didn't show any of that.
Post-traumatic stress being in, you know, serving overseas and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, they just showed, all they showed at the end was, you know, him left the house that day, you know, said bye to the kids and the wife, and the crazy dude, which I will call him crazy because he killed him, was standing out by his truck, and then that was the last part of the movie itself. But then the end, the very end of the movie, when you saw all the people lining up over the bridges, all the fire, you know, fire trucks and police officers and military and veterans, holy shit, that was the most touching part of the movie because it was actual footage.
I was going to say, did they go actual footage? Yeah. Nick, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That, like, ripped my heart out of my chest, and I started crying. Both times that I've watched it now, that was the part of the movie that got me the most. I'm like, could you imagine you leave your house to go help somebody who's suffering from PTSD and you want to help them better themselves? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never come home to your wife and your kids.
To get too deep, but you know me, I go there. You never know, my dear. You never know.
You don't. Like, I could be driving home during the radio show. You never know.
I don't want to think about it. But
okay,
you know
let's take that one back. Don't say that.
I don't want to think that. But it's true. Unfortunately, it's true. You don't know. Not that I dwell, because I'm not that type of person. I don't dwell at all. It's just the day. You can't do that because you can't live your life in fear. You just got to go do what you do. And if it happens, it happens. Unfortunately, you can't control it. If something
right.
you can't control, there's nothing, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do, unfortunately.
Exactly.
You can't live your life, oh my God. You'd be in fear of the world and stay inside. And guess what? You could still die inside. Someone could crash into your house. You don't know.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That could totally happen. Oh, my goodness.
You never know.
I have.
But you can't live like that, though. You can't live in fear.
Nope, you cannot. Well, look at what's going on now. You know, they're saying on the news that we're going to have a huge terrorist attack when it comes to the 4th of July weekend here in the U.S. And I'm just
that's
really?
Nice. That's nice.
I'm like, let's just ruin our holiday weekend.
I mean, sometimes you got to question this, like, okay, you know, if you're going to say shit like that, wouldn't you provide some proof and not just say that shit? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Like, tell us, where are these
or just
terrorists,
shut up.
You know,
don't say nothing.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
why would
and
you
just
do
have
that?
your military ready on guard.
Yeah, just
to go and attack these fuckers. Yeah, because it really like my Furby. He's like, we're getting all the guns out next weekend, and I'm like, why? He's like, well, you never know. You know, I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? I'm like, no, the guns are gonna stay in the drawers where they're at. We know where they are if we need them. I don't think there's gonna be any terrorists running down our block to cut our heads off.
Yeah. I mean, not to get too deep, we're going to get back to the topic, but, you know, they talk about how there's, you know, domestic terrorism in our own country, where you got people who are living in our country who are citizens that we want to do harm, and it's possible.
Right.
We've seen it in the past, so, you know.
Right.
Oklahoma bombing,
you know, like you said,
and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
it's
yeah.
crazy, and not only that, but what really gets me about these, you know, up-and-coming, I want to call them wannabe terrorists, these young kids, like, they are insane. Like, they're really getting involved in this, and their brains are switched into some different kind of channel in another world. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like the kids are really taking part into this. And where are the parents? Where the hell are the parents? Can
well,
you
the
tell
parents
me?
Are doing their fucking own thing or whatever. I don't know. It's just, it's disgusting. It is what it is. You know, that's what happens when you have kids having kids most of the time. Unfortunately, that's the case in most cases. In other cases, it's just that, you know, they don't care at all. You know, whatever. They're older people, they don't care at all. Or there are good parents. But they can't control their child. You know, maybe they're afraid of the
the parents are just too busy. Like,
yes.
Too damn busy. And
that's what happens,
that's the biggest
unfortunately,
thing.
Yes, when you have both parents working, which I'm
all
for, I don't got no problem with that. When you have kids, it's very hard to really keep in track what your child's up
to.
You know,
yeah, kids are not cheap, especially when you have, you know, daughters that want to do eyelash extensions.
Are you speaking something of your past experience with your...
Oh, no, that's why I'm sitting in the parking garage. My daughter's up getting eyelash extensions right now while I'm sitting down here on it.
So when it comes to... personal imperfections, getting back to that and not getting all too deep and trying to depress everybody.
Yes.
With that, you know, like I said, I never knew by watching, you know, your videos and stuff like that. And also, like I said people think, because I think a lot of people think that you have such a great life, which, don't get me wrong, you do have a good life. I mean, you do have a
good life. Oh, I do. I have a wonderful life.
You have a wonderful life, but I think because of your personality, because you're so, like, you seem like you're always happy and you're fun-loving,
mm-hmm.
I think that's why people think, oh, she must have, like, you know, she must have fun 24/7, you know?
Right.
But that's not usually the case, because it's like with me.
Yeah.
I think people think because, you know, you rarely hear me get angry. I mean, I have gotten angry on certain shows I've done, it depends on what topic, but, you know, they think, like, well, wow, you know, nothing must really faze him. And that's really true, but I keep that shit inside. And, you know, I don't show it so much unless I really need to. So I think it's the same way when it comes to you. I mean, because, you know, everybody mm-hmm. has problems. It just depends on who has more and how they handle it. That's the only difference.
Right. And, you know, and it's one of those things that I tell, like, all the cam models. Like, and the only reason why I brought up the, you know, like, my skin condition with the psoriasis
mm-hmm.
is because a lot of people out there actually suffer from this, and
oh, yes.
there's no cure for it, and it's a
wow.
pain in the ass, actually, because whenever I put on a short dress, I have to put makeup on my leg, and it's embarrassing, and I notice it more
mm-hmm.
because I know it's there, and other people, they don't even see it, you know, like, I've done photo shoots and, you know, just live shooting and webcam, and nobody's
mm-hmm.
ever seen it. Like, they
no.
haven't. And I think the one thing is, those of you out there that don't believe in tanning, it actually is good for psoriasis. When I had
really?
That tanning salon, oh, yeah, the UV rays actually help the skin cells. I had doctors that would send their clients over to my tanning salon because it helped with their psoriasis. And I learned so much. So when people say, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't go tanning, yada, yada, yada.
That's
what
I would think.
Put it,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, put it in your butt. Really? Unless you... you got to research. I got to turn this air conditioning back on. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
It's like,
speaking of getting raised. Yeah.
Right?
So is it better... Because, you know, I mean, I can understand people saying, like, well, you know, don't suntan so much because that's how you can get skin cancer if you do it too much. But if you do it at a tanning salon, is it different than actually doing it naturally? In other words, is it safer, a little more safer than actually going out?
It's, you know, here's the thing that I learned because I did so many classes on learning about tanning when I lived in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to skin cancer, because when you're out in the sun, because you're, you know, your skin cells are still growing and you're growing as a person when you're younger,
gotcha.
That's okay. when you are more susceptible when you're out in the, you know, that bright-ass sunshine without any protection on. So going mm-hmm. to a tanning, you know, salon, you're able to control, you know, your tanning time. Now, don't get me wrong, you can still, you know, contract a melanoma when you go to a tanning bed, but you have to be smart, you have to know how to tan, you have to know what kind of products to use to protect your skin. So it's just all about knowledge. Like, there's people out there, I remember there was a story when I was in high school, this girl wanted to get really tan before prom, and you're not supposed to go to more than one tanning bed in a day, because it's like a microwave. It cooks you from the inside out.
Yeah.
And
makes
this
sense.
Girl actually went to 5 tanning salons in one day, and she ended up, she ended up dying because of what she had done.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Was she still a very young
lady? That was
lady?
Way back. What was that?
Was she a very young lady?
She was in high school. It was like prom or
something. Oh, my God.
But this is back in the freaking, like, late 80s, early 90s. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, long time ago. This is before the tanning beds and tanning salons got really insanely beautiful.
Yeah, like, in other words, the popularity of it before it skyrocketed to people want to do it.
You can buy a tanning bed now for almost $500,000.
Fuck that.
I know, right?
I don't want it that bad. Jeez. But see, now it makes sense all this time when you have let everybody know, all your sex monsters out there, when you go tanning, now it makes sense why you do it, because of your condition. But I would think, like you were saying before, that I wouldn't think that would be good for that. I never think that would be, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people, because they don't understand, like, your skin needs the vitamin D, and you do health-wise, and the UV rays are actually good. And now tanning salons, there's so many regulations health-wise on what kind of bulbs the salons need to use, and it's insane. If you're an avid tanner, which now I'm going back to tanning, that my doctor gave me the okay from the booby job. He's like, yeah, you can go tanning now. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. I'm like, I'm so white. I'm like, I feel like I just put the white on rice. I'm so white.
I do admit, though, you do look a little better tanned. You do.
I do. Well, and not only that, it makes me feel better. When I'm all nice
better.
And tanned up. Oh,
yeah.
Heck, yeah. I got that glow, and then I don't have to change my makeup. What is this dude doing? Okay, he's driven around in this parking place four times now, and he keeps staring at me.
You have your door locked?
My door's locked.
Is your door locked?
I have a gun in the back. Yeah,
okay.
I got a gun in the back.
I was going to say, oh, good, you are carrying. Good, okay.
Fuck yeah. Even though I'm in Kelly, I'm still, yeah, I'm stupid.
What is your weapon of choice when you carry, when you go out premises?
I don't have any weapon of choice because I'm not really, I don't know. If I have to use it, I will. If I have to, and hope to God I don't shoot my own foot off. Oh, my God, dude, you're going to hit that car. Idiot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, some people should not drive.
Is that same dude that was checking you out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's got a mobile auto detailing business, and his truck is so beat up it looks like it just went down the interstate and rolled over six times. My Lanta, are you kidding? Okay, this is entertainment. I wish I had my Periscope on right now because this would be fucking
hilarious. That's right. Unfortunately, you're doing the show right. Damn. This is where while trying to understand, because somebody I know, Miss Radio Sapphire, she, Sapphire that I know, who's on Chocolate Radio, who does her own show, Sapphire's Earplay. Actually, she'll do it tonight, Monday night. She did a Periscope from her iPad, and that's when I asked her. I was like, well, how did you do that? You know, that's why.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out. If anybody's listening out there, call us at 646-595-4038 because I want to know how to Periscope on my tablet because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, I gave you the instructions about it, but you still couldn't figure it out. What she gave me, huh?
I couldn't figure it out. Yeah. I don't know what the hell.
Interesting. Yeah. She made it sound like it was that simple. Speaking of phone calls, we got one.
Yes.
We got one right here.
Woo!
If you don't mind. All right.
Woo!
Is 561 one of your normal people? 561.
I bet you that's, is that Sweet Pea?
That might be Sweet Pea. Yeah, you might be right. Let's go. 561 is you on here on Sammy's Cocktail with Sammy Brooks and me, James Acevedo. What's up?
Hey, Sammy and James, how are you doing?
Yes, you're right,
Sweet
Sammy. It's Sweet Pea. What's up, man?
I'm getting these area codes down. Like.
Look at that. You're not even at home and you know. Good for you.
I know, right?
You're sharp as a tack. Very good, very good. So what's up, Sweetie? How you doing?
Doing well. Hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Well, for me, I guess, yeah. I mean, I always work on weekends, so. But, nothing bad happened, thank God. So that I'll take that as a good weekend. How about you, Sammy? Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. Yes, it was fabulous. I cleaned out my garage yesterday, and it was 90. Was like 98.9 degrees inside the garage with humidity, and that's why I posted that pic. I had to take my shirt off. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm like,
nice.
It was caca poo poo stinky. I'm telling you what.
So you clean out the garage topless? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I had to keep my bra on because, the surgery, so I had to keep the bra on.
That's right. Damn it.
God,
damn.
Can't let them hang yet. I keep it on. But I was a little frustrated because I didn't realize how heavy some of these gosh darn tools are that are in the garage, which, of course, are not mine. And I'm moving this stuff around. I had this brilliant idea. I'm like, I'm going to go into the garage, and I'm going to clean it up and, you know, give a nice little surprise. Big
okay.
mistake.
Yeah.
Big. I had the worst backache all night last night.
Damn.
Yeah. I was trying to be a nice wifey. I was trying.
Damn. Oh, you are. You do so much. You cook. You do other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for divorce papers, though.
Remember, I'm next.
I know. Yeah.
I'm next
you
in line.
And then Sweetie. You and then Sweetie.
Yes.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, since we have Sweet Pea on the line, you know, and he always is on Periscope when it comes to me or you
yes,
or
yes.
Sierra. Did you hear our question, Sweet Pea, about, because you know about Sapphire and she does her Periscope on her iPad.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that? Because we try to figure that out, how to do that. And so that way with Sammy, we actually help her out tremendously. Because Sammy likes to have, how should I say, because she likes to put it, like the last Periscope Sammy did, she liked to put it up next to her computer.
Yeah, I had to set my phone up next to the computer. But it was, like, hard because it wouldn't, like, stay. So I need, like, I'll figure it out one of these days.
Yeah,
I got a stand for my tablet, so it'd be so much easier if it was on there.
Yeah.
I'll just Google it and look into it for you, and I'll come.
There you go.
Look,
actually, I said the same
that?
Thing to you, Sammy. Actually, I said the same thing he just said. That's true.
I didn't hear what was it?
He said he was gonna. I'm sorry, I interrupted. That's why I kind of bombarded that statement. He said that he's gonna look it up and Google it. And I say, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do, but I think I was looking up the wrong thing. I don't know.
But what did you put in the search engine? What question did you put in there?
How do you put Periscope on your tablet?
okay, that's not, yeah, all right.
I mean, you know, you would think it would just, like, pop up. I mean, Google's supposed to be smart.
Okay, I would have, no, I'm not saying that was not a good one, I'm not saying, but you could have specified it more and said, how do I make Periscope work on my iPad? You understand? Instead of just
tablet.
Well,
what's the difference between an iPad and a tablet? Aren't they the same?
No, because Periscope is only compatible with Android devices and Apple devices. It's an Android
tablet.
Oh, the Android. So it's not really an iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why it didn't work. That's true. Now it makes sense to me. That's right. You said you don't have an iPad. You said it's a...
Well, it's a little tablet, but it's Android, so it should work.
Yeah, so that's why it don't work, because now it makes sense. Because Sapphire gave me instructions if you had the iPad, the Apple iPad. So obviously that's not going to work for your Android tablet.
I don't buy any Apple products because, for one, they're too expensive, and two, what's the point?
Gotcha. See, that now makes sense. Okay, so now, so you have to do, see, this is what you have to do. You will go into Google, and you put, how do I make Periscope compatible with my Android tablet? Like Edith on All the Family.
This guy that's doing the car detailing. Okay,
uh-oh.
So I have this is funny because I have a really nice Chevy Tahoe, and so
cool.
All of a sudden he gets out of his freaking
get ready to cock your gun.
His little
he's
out of his beat up little truck. And then all of a sudden, he pulls up this Tahoe next to mine, trying to make his look cooler than mine, but it's not because I have TVs and there's no TVs in his. And he's detailing this motherfucker right next to mine. Is he trying to say something?
He's trying to get your attention. That's what that is.
He broke out the generator out of his little beat-up truck, and he's, like, totally detailing this other Tahoe. And I'm thinking, maybe I need to get his card. Like, he does house calls. But I'll just meet him down the block, be like, all right, detail this. I'll walk back in about 20 minutes.
That it just sounds weird for what you've told us, that he was eyeing you, and then he just so happens to now stop by you.
I think now I think what he was doing, because he was probably looking for a Tahoe,
Yes,
and he
detailed.
Looked at,
well, true. You're
yeah.
right. True.
So he was probably looking at my Tahoe, and I'm sitting inside of it, so he's probably waiting
okay.
for
right.
me to get out, and I didn't get out, so he drove around again.
Yeah, he thought maybe it was you, but meanwhile, it was another person, Tahoe, that I
right.
guess. Yeah, I got you. Okay,
but
well then,
two totally
it makes
different
sense.
Colors. One's black, one's white. I mean, you can't mistake the two Tahoes.
Yeah, but when the person, to be fair, not to blame this guy, because we don't know, the guy was looking for
exactly.
the Tahoe. Maybe the customer yeah. or whatever didn't specify, look, it's a white Tahoe or whatever, you know, whatever color Tahoe,
right,
blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? He just said, it's a Tahoe. Well, thanks a lot. You know, that, 10 billion people that drive that shit. Like, I'm not going to see another Tahoe in the parking lot, dummy? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, with,
well,
of course the chair.
Pretty, yeah, mine's better than that one, because we got the sport edition on this one. Oh, yeah. No,
mm, show off.
Right? This sucker goes fast.
Yeah, oh, it goes
holy
fast.
Goodness, I got it up. It goes really fast. I got it up to 101.
Look at you.
Hotel the Furby. Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at you. What are you, you got five by some
on
and Louise
freeway.
Or some shit?
You love to drive fast.
Look at you. When you were, yeah, flashback watching the movie Thelma and Louise, like, yeah, we're going out in a blaze of glory.
No, I had some dude in a Ford truck that was next to me. I was like, all right, you want to play? Chevy's going to beat you.
Now, come on. See, now one man don't like a woman like this. Oh, my God. That's so cool. That's awesome. And
like,
Furby was
right,
like, yeah, do
right.
it. Furby was like, yeah, go ahead. Right? Did he do that?
No. Fuck, no, I wouldn't do that with him in the truck.
He would have lost his mind. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Can't pull over now.
Look at
it's
you.
Okay
oh,
if he does it, but if I do it, then it's like he's worried I'm going to hurt myself. It's like, just put bubble wrap around me before I leave the house so I don't break anything.
Okay, so tell us for the most important thing we need to know. Did you win? Did you win the race?
Oh, heck yeah.
Good for you.
Hell yeah, because I think he got a little nervous because I was kind of weaving in and out of traffic. I don't recommend anybody trying that.
You were like,
because it is dangerous.
You were like, eat my dust, motherfucker. Eat my
That's
dust.
That's right.
And then the
oh
race. and then the race sounded something like this. Uh-oh, Sammy. Did that guy crash? I guess you made him crash.
Was that like the Dukes of Hazzard or something?
That's how you won. See, I get exclusive footage. It's amazing how I can do that. I know a lot of people. Yeah.
Sammy,
good
you
for
to...
you. Hey, sweetie.
I was going to say,
go ahead.
Sammy, need a bumper sticker. Tahoe does.
It what?
You need to make a bumper sticker. Tahoes and Tatas.
Oh.
Oh, perfect. I like that.
Welcome to Tahoes and
like
Tatas.
That.
I am your host, Sammy Brooks.
The host of Tahoes and Tatas.
I like that. Very good. Very good, sweetie. I like that. See, he's very creative.
I bring the ta to your hoe with the tatas.
That's great. That'd be
oh,
a great bubble
my
sticker.
God.
I love my Tahoe and my Tata. Eat my dust, bitch.
Oh,
some shit, yeah.
Your Tahoe and my tatas. There we go. Oh my goodness.
That's
so this
so
guy,
funny.
This detailer, I'm not lying. I really wish I had Periscope on right now. This is flipping interesting. This dude doesn't have just one generator. He's got two generators in the back of his little pickup, and he is just going to town cleaning this freaking truck out. I am, like, in awe. Here I was talking shit about his little beat-up truck, and this mother trucker is cleaning, like, a little... crazy ass. This is cool. Before I leave, I'm going to ask him for a card.
Uh-oh. Well, watch out. Make sure you have your gun with you. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to. There's all kinds of people walking around, so no, I'm not going to. And folks, my daughter will be coming down, and she's crazy like me, so yeah.
Oh, that's good. So the apple doesn't fall from the tree then, in other words. Gotcha.
Oh, unfortunately not.
So sweepy.
Yeah.
Have you heard about our topic about personal imperfections? Do you have that yourself? And do you see like people like Sammy or like Sierra? Do you think they don't go through that as much as maybe a regular person? Because some people think they don't, but meanwhile they do. What do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know if you consider it an imperfection or not, but my fingers are double jointed, so I don't know if you consider that an imperfection, but people find it cool.
That don't sound bad, a double jointed shit in your fingers? Shit, damn. Good for you. Damn.
That could be very interesting in certain situations.
Damn. Is your black book like as big as the Bible? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But that's cool. See, it depends. I think the way, Sweepy could say right now, he could say it right now if he doesn't agree. I don't think Sweepy sees that as an imperfection for himself. I really don't think so. He said it the way he said it right there. It was, oh, it's cool. I got double jointed fingers. Yeah, but other people might think, it's not or whatever, or what a person might think is an imperfection to themselves, another person won't see that from the outside. It all depends. It's different. It's very funny how subconscious we are certain things about ourselves, and another person that sees us don't see it that way most of the time.
Right. I think, and one of my other biggest imperfections with myself is that I'm way too nice and I'm way too honest. I think that right there is a major imperfection for me because it's gotten me in trouble a few times.
I don't think it's imperfection.
Well,
I don't think so.
To me, I do, only because sometimes I look back and I'm like, wow. I'm like, why did I actually be that honest to that person? Or why was I that honest? Or why was I that nice? It's like, I wish I could tone that stuff down sometimes, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I said this about myself. There's times that I am honest to a fault. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honest to a fault. But that's why we get along.
Oh, definitely.
And Sweepy is
cool. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? So,
Sweepy's way cool. Oh, my gosh. He's such a sweetheart.
Because
he's, always there with all of us on between Periscoping or on the radio shows with us. Yeah, he's totally... And on Tweet Tweet
on Twitter.
Yeah.
that is so funny. You have anything else to add, Sweepy, before we move on?
Well, I just want to remind that.
Oh. Yeah,
me.
So what?
You have something coming in your future.
Gosh, I love Sweepy. No. He was so nice, because he knows my birthday is coming up, and he's sending me something for my birthday. And so, you know what, Sweepy? We'll talk, I'll send you a message, and I'm going to bake you some yummy cookies, your favorite cookies. I'm going to bake them and send them to you.
That sounds awesome. You know what's so funny, though? That sounds very familiar, because I remember, more than a year ago, oh, yeah, James, I'll send you da-da-da.
Oh, I'm being a smartass. I was going to send you my carrot cake, but I couldn't send it to you because I had people over.
Good cover right there. good one.
You know what? I'll make a double
whatever. Because now it's out of pity. See, now I don't want out of pity now. No. I want it because you wanted
to
do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it just because.
but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a good as long as Sweepy gets his, that's good, because Sweepy deserves it. He definitely does. But, as far as for me, I want it because you want to do it, not because you feel bad for me. You understand?
No, I wouldn't do it if I felt bad. I'd do it because I want to.
Okay, then send it. Then send it in. Okay, then good. Okay. Well, send Sweepy's first, though. Sweepy, because you know me personally. So I think the fans should be first. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
So he definitely should get it. And until he gets his, I won't get mine. You understand what I'm saying? When he gets his first,
gotcha.
And then I'll be next. Okay? Is that fair?
All right.
I know Sweepy agrees.
What? I swear to gosh, he's got his, panties in a bunch today.
Damn. I can't wait for that. You got to let me know how good they are, Sweepy. How good her cookies are.
Sammy.
Yes, honey.
Go ahead, Sweepy.
I got a slogan for your cook. Get some nookie and eat the cookie.
There you go.
There you
get
go.
Get some nookie and eat the cookie.
Absolutely. I like that. Love it.
Oh, my God.
That's another bumper sticker. There you go. Another one. Yeah, I'm telling you, you should copyright these, Sweepy, and you make some money off it. There you go.
I'm telling you.
Work on it.
There you go.
You
that's
should.
You
that
should.
That'd be a good bumper sticker.
Well, this is so awesome. Well, we're going to put you, you have anything else before we bid you adieu, put you back on hold, Sweepy?
No, have a great day, and know I'm always here for you.
Oh, thank you, Sweepy.
Okay.
Have a fabulous day, honey.
Sweepy Smooth. That's what I call him. Hey, Sweepy.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Sweepy Smooth. I got to copyright that. See, Sweepy is not the only one could come up with good things. Thanks, Sweepy.
I need a little Sweepy tank top that I could wear, like, during my cam shows. That would be cute.
Ooh. You hear that, Sweepy?
Yeah.
That's kind of good.
That would
like
be
that.
Cute.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a little Sweepy on there. And
yeah.
Gammy loves her Sweepy.
Yeah,
Sammy.
Sammy. Ooh, I like
sitting
that.
Sitting in the tree. We're getting ready to eat that cookie.
Very good. Look at Sammy doing some rhyming. Thanks, Sweepy. We'll check you out soon, man. Thanks for the support.
Okay.
We always appreciate you.
Thanks, honey buns. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, bye, dude. Later. There goes Sweepy Smooth into the internet radio horizon. He's a good dude. He's a really good dude, man.
He is. Oh, my gosh. He's such a sweetheart.
Yes,
this
he is.
This guy keeps looking at me. He's making me feel weird. Like, I need
see,
to move my
see,
truck
okay,
or something.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Too bad you don't have a bat with you, too. I would have been there. Just saying.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Dude, quit looking at me. I don't even have my makeup on right now.
Well, you still look hot.
Like,
you know you still
no.
look beautiful. You move out of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, but...
See, there goes that
oh,
going back to the top again. See, you think that's your imperfection. You think you need makeup to look better.
Oh,
correct?
Definitely.
Now, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look great with makeup.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying without it, you look good, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is totally, like, polishing his freaking Tahoe right now. Okay, I'm, like, ready to say, dude, okay, when you're done, take care of this one.
Well, now how close he is. Is he that close to your car?
Literally, yeah, he's not even 5 feet away from me. Like, the spray that he's putting on this other Tahoe is getting on mine.
Well, that sounds
good.
Wow.
Thing. It's a good thing that I haven't washed it in the last, few days. Otherwise, I'd actually get out and be like, are you flipping kidding me right now?
What's up, dude?
Really? Yeah, like, totally.
What's your problem, man?
I'm like, what are you thinking, silly man? Silly little man. He's got, like, Groucho eyebrows. I'm thinking that
ooh.
I need to give him eyebrow wax.
That don't sound attractive.
No, they're ginormous. You're like, here, let me wax your eyebrows for you, because they're growing a little out of control.
Wax on, wax off, Danielson.
Wax off? What's
going
oh
on with
God.
That? Damn.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get out and ask him for a card. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, well, I don't think you should have anyway. I don't know. I wasn't doing
no.
that.
Well, I mean, he's taking his time to come into this parking garage, and he's actually cleaning this freaking... I mean, like, he's going to town on this thing, and it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I kind of want to ask him for a card, because I come here to get my eyelashes done every 2 weeks, and I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking, every 2 weeks, if he's, like, polishing the truck while
mm-hmm.
I'm upstairs getting my eyelashes done, it would work out perfect.
Hmm.
You think? Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very interesting.
Very interesting. So, damn, how long have you been waiting for your daughter?
Oh, let's see. It'll be an hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's usually a one-hour job every time you come in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why
so
do you
means...
think I'm going... This is why I'm getting my license to do it. I'm just like, you know what? I'll do it myself, and I'll make money on it at the same time.
So you don't pay you.
Mm-hmm. There's a method to my madness, damn it.
those old cartoons when the villain always laughs like very, you know,
yes.
Like scary.
You are so funny. Oh my gosh.
I love those cartoons. I love that stuff. Yeah, it's funny. I had a great childhood when it comes to cartoons and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So what have we learned today? With this personal imperfections.
We have learned today that Sammy does not feel comfortable without makeup. Sammy likes to go tanning because of her psoriasis. Let's see, we've learned that Sammy carries a gun at all times in her vehicle.
Yes, don't bother her. Go ahead. Exactly. Go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, and by the way, I found the most gorgeous 22 that I do want. I'm hoping I get it for my birthday. If not, I'll hopefully for Christmas. It's Tiffany Blue. Oh, my gosh. So
cute.
Oh, I got
to look that up. Tiffany Blue.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Blue 22.
I like that. Tiffany Blue 22 with a Tahoe and some Tatas. I like that.
Tahoe and Tatas running down the street.
Pulling a trigger maybe.
Oh, my
two
goodness.
Or three.
You know what I do? I did learn with Periscope, though. I have to be careful because I remember the first time I turned it on, I almost showed, like, the address and, like, the street.
When did you do that? Well, when you left the house? Oh, when you left the house? That's
very first one. Uh-huh. And so I got to remember that when I first turned my Periscope on, it's always facing the opposite way until you tap the screen to turn it around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Well, God forbid, if next time you make a boo-boo like that again, you can always erase that immediately. You can erase the video immediately. So
that's what you had said before. Well, and the thing was, I was confused on the last Periscope that I did when I was in my office, because, like, all of a sudden I've got all these people in the chat room, and then I can't tell when I lose connection because it's like, okay, there's literally nobody, everybody disappeared. So I must have, like, lost connection somewhere.
Interesting.
Because you know how sometimes it goes out?
Yes.
Like the thing does? And so I was like, oh, maybe I, like, got kicked out or not kicked out, but, like, it lost connection or something.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's a connection thing, you know. You know, sometimes, yeah. So it all depends, you know, sometimes. But since we're under a minute, I just want to say real quickly, thank you all for listening to Sammy's Cocktail Hour, and I'm honored to be your guest co-host. You know, I'm here when you need me.
Awesome. I absolutely adore you for always taking the time to save me when I need you to save me.
Oh, well, thank you. No problem. It's my pleasure. And for those people out there, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. Go check my website, jamesacevedo.com. That's JamesAcevedo with all my shows I've done, YouTube videos, stuff like that. There's scores on sports and stuff like that. And check out the podcast version of my Benchwarmers show on thebenchwarmers.podomatic.com. And always check out my live version of the Benchwarmers live show Fridays, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dollhouse Radio with me and Alana Evans. And that's about it. I got so many other things going. It's just follow me on Twitter. I'll be here like another hour if I continue.
He does. He has so many things going on. Oh, my gosh. That's absolutely insane. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69. Also Instagram, Sammy_Brook69. And then Periscope is the same thing. Just follow me on there, Sammy_Brooks69 as well. And on my webcam show, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And then I will be live here again on Thursday evening on Dollhouse Radio with webcamming with me and Sage Montana.
Yeah.
It's all about webcamming. And hopefully this week it turns out right and Miss Sammy Ross will be on the show and everything will go the way it's supposed to.
Well, to be fair, she was at a Comic-Con in Miami. So I guess she was really
right,
busy.
And I didn't know that. And she, like, the times got all screwed up, and so we're gonna fix it this week, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. So you guys stay tuned for this Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern here on Dollhouse Radio. Me, Sage, and Sammy, Sammy with an I, Miss Ross,
yes,
will be
Sammy
on the
with
show.
An I. It's S-A-M-M-I, not S-A-M-M-Y, like our host here, Sammy Brooks.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Sammy Ross is so,
so
cool.
Sweet.
She, the first time I heard her was on your show when she just called in as a guest. I mean, not guest,
right.
as a caller.
Right,
and that's
right.
How I got her on my show, and she actually has guest co-hosted with me a couple of times on my Bitch Woman's Live show. So she's very
mm-hmm.
cool. She's very cool. She's on my podcast, too, just like you did, you know, my podcast version.
Right.
Of the show. So, yeah, she's very cool. I'm a big-time supporter of hers. She's very cool and very hot, too.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
Well.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, you know, go bye-bye. We'd
be
safe. Done.
Be safe.
Yes, I will.
All right. All right.
Thank
don't be
you.
Doing. Yeah, don't be doing. Are you going to be doing any more road races on the way home? Or?
No. Not today.
Tahoe and Tata's coming up next.
Yes.
Man, maybe a good car show.
Oh, my gosh,
show.
You're silly. Right?
Well, next week we should have Sierra back on with you, correct, right? We should have Sierra.
Yes, Sierra will be back on next Monday for the Sammy Cocktail Hour.
Cool.
So stay tuned for that, and I'll make sure that I have the page and everything done beforehand. And So definitely next Monday she will be back.
Cool. So check out, you know, Sammy's Cocktail next Monday, 2 p.m. this time.
Yes.
This was a special 2:30 p.m. start because of
mm-hmm.
Sammy's situation. She was real busy. So.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
This is only today.
But at least we were on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At least we got it done.
All right, darling. Everybody
yes.
out there, thank you so much, and have a fabulous week, and I will be back on Thursday evening.
That's right. That'll be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for webcamming with Sammy Brooks and Sage Montana, which I take credit for using that because of that Montana dude song.
Right.
Ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Say goodbye, everybody. Go ahead, Sammy.
Bye, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, I'm waving.
Bye.
Right. Thank you, James. Talk to you soon.
No problem. I love you too, my dear. Please. Later, everybody. Check you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
You told me I can get it.